So what was it like then? I mean, I know that Biddle can't go anywhere without someone cornering him. That's my perception anyway. And wanting to talk about town news or something that's on.
Same with Tro.
It was that way?
Lily McAree used to just really get on his case all the time.
My case, yeah.
Yeah.
What types of issue? I mean, people would just come to you. I mean, did it make it difficult? I mean, with Stowe being so much smaller then than it is now, I would think that that would have been much more intense even than it is now.
Yeah. Well, because everyone still is just as intense.
Yeah. Okay. But everyone knew who you were. They knew you were the editor, the publisher.
And writing an editorial, I mean, if it's a strong editorial, usually if you're lucky, you 51% agree and 49% don't, but frequently it'd be the other way around, and so that's all right. I mean, that made readership, but
What did you see your role as in terms of, you know, as terms of a newspaper in a small town? What role or what void were you filling? How did you approach? There's so many different directions you have taken. Obviously, you decided not to be a mouthpiece of the Mountain. So you made
good term.
Some decision at some point to be a true news source.
Not national news.
No, we never got in international news.
No, local.
I noticed Biddle has gotten much more into that than I ever did. The most we did was a campaign for local, for Vermont up through the gubernatorial level. Dick Snelling was a good friend, and I guess he was the last Republican governor, wasn't he? I'm not sure.
He is the last.
And then we had, I was considered pretty conservative in those days. Not perhaps by the readers, because I think we were in a conservative world here, going along with, starting with Calvin Coolidge and Senator Aiken, and we were a rock-ribbed Republican state. So what my thoughts, and I went along with all those gentlemen, was following their dictums, and which now I guess would be a little bit right of Attila the Hun. And I think Biddle is still looked at by some of my older contemporaries as being slightly less conservative than I was.
Right. Well, I remember I interviewed Helen Beckerhoff was one of my first interviews for So Speaks, and I know she was really one of the key people who spearheaded the Democratic or the Liberal Party here and stuff. So tell me about that transition. And when you came, you would have been right at the cusp when that with the political atmosphere in Stowe was changing. Can you describe that for me from a newspaper standpoint?
It started to change when Bill Hoff was elected governor.
Okay. Well, he was a Democrat, wasn't he?
Right, he was.
He was the first, and a very popular Democrat.
Yeah. And he was a good governor. But before that, it was always a Republican, regardless of who ran. And he got in.
And the I do remember writing an editorial about a turncoat. Who was a turncoat Republican senator? I can't remember his name. Jeffords.
Okay.
Same sort of. I think I at one point wrote an editorial about hold your nose and vote for Jeffords because he's still better than whoever else it was. And then he was the one that ended up turning around and in effect, becoming a Democrat.
But he let everybody vote him in as a Republican, and immediately after the election, he switched parties. And I think that's just outrageous.
Wow.